very good morning to you all and welcome to day three of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Today is Friday, 19th February 2021. Let us pray. Loving God, sometimes our hearts turn in every direction except towards you. Please help us to turn our hearts towards you, to gaze upon you in trust and to seek your kingdom with all our hearts. Soften our hardened hearts during this time of Lent, so that we might love others as you have loved us, as a way to glorify and to worship you. Grant these prayers with the ever-present guidance of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Listen now for the word of God as it is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 17, the verses 9 to 13. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The disciples asked him, "Why then do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus replied, "To be sure, Elijah comes and will restore all things. But I tell you, Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but have done to him everything they wished. In the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was talking to them about John the Baptist. Don't tell anyone what you have seen. The Savior of the world wants to keep secrets. He orders his three key apostles not to reveal what they have experienced. Peter, James, and John have just been through an extraordinary experience at the Mountain of Transfiguration with Jesus. At that mountain, the glory cloud had broken in, and out of that mysterious cloud rang the voice of God. "This is my beloved Son, hear him." It was God's endorsement of the Lord's life from his birth to that hour. These apostles had heard firsthand from God that Jesus was the Messiah they were all waiting for. Then the voice died away. The vision was gone. The visitors, Elijah and Moses, who had appeared in that cloud with Jesus, also vanished. From now on, Jesus knew that the opposition from the people would intensify because he was nearing the end of his life. So as they were coming from the mountain, he urged his disciples not to tell anyone what they had seen until he had been raised from the dead. It was an injunction to secrecy. But why? Does God keep secrets? Yes, he does. And in this case, if the people knew that he was the Messiah, at this point they would proclaim him without knowing who and what this kind of Messiah was and had come into the world to be. The idea of a conquering Messiah was so ingrained in the minds of the Jews that it was almost impossible to change that. The Jews believed that before the arrival of the Messiah, Elijah would return first as his forerunner and restore all things. Elijah would walk through the world, destroying all evil and setting things right for the coming of the Messiah. In this way, both Elijah, the forerunner, and the Messiah were regarded in terms of power, of authority, and of domination. But Jesus had to correct that perception because he was no conquering king, at least in terms of military might. The Lord was a simple Savior, intent on changing the souls of men and women and bringing them back to the love of God. And so when the apostles asked Jesus why the teachers of the law said that Elijah must come first, he replied, "Indeed, the scribes say that Elijah will come like a blast and avenging fire. He has come." He was talking about John the Baptist. He has come, but his way was that of suffering and of sacrifice. And that must also be the way of the Son of Man. Jesus had consistently told his disciples that the way of God's service is never the way which blasts men and women out of existence or calls down fire from heaven on their enemies to destroy them, but always the way which woos them with sacrificial love. As C.S. Lewis helpfully suggested, God who needs nothing loves into existence wholly superfluous creatures in order that he may love and perfect them. He had come only to love and to conquer our souls and not to destroy our enemies as we often want him to do. That is what the disciples had to learn. And that is why they had to be silent until they had learned that lesson. Before they could go out to preach Christ, they must know who and what Christ was. And until Jesus had taught his followers the necessity of the cross, they had to be silent and to learn. The lessons here are about secrets and the right teachings about Christ. Don't tell anyone what you have seen. Jesus wanted to avoid having the people of Israel revolt against Rome, attempting to make him king by force. That was not the purpose of his mission. In addition, he wanted his resurrection from the dead to be the central evidence to the people that he was the Son of God. And perhaps he never wanted the report of his glorious appearance on the mountain to overshadow the events of the cross. Dear friend, has God revealed something about your life for the future? We all have a mission on earth and dreams for the kind of life we want to lead, the place we want to stay, and the jobs we want to do. Sometimes we need to be silent about our plans in order to achieve our goals. When people do not understand the full implications of what you are doing or trying to do, they would easily misrepresent you and destroy your plans or your course. So it is sometimes better to go to the end with your plans so that the evidence of your achievements would convince even the skeptics. Don't tell anyone what you have seen. And I need to qualify that I am not talking about keeping secrets, about evil machinations or some form of sin in our lives, because we need to confess those ones and not hide them. Otherwise, we would be victims of some form of enslavement. For as Sharon Salzberg commented, the costs of keeping secrets like that include our growing isolation due to fear of detection and the ways we shut down inside to avoid feeling the effects of our behavior. Don't tell anyone what you've seen. And the second lesson is that we must understand and preach Christ the way he presents himself. It is not our ideas but Christ's message that we must bring to people, and no man or woman can teach others until Jesus Christ has taught them. There are so many teachers of the word who are teaching what they think and not what Christ calls us to teach, as exemplified in his own life and teachings. For example, Jesus is not going to the cross during this season of Lent in order to make us triumphant in all aspects of life, or to grant us success in everything we do, or to take away all the physical sufferings and poverty and disease in this world and give us an abundance of riches. That's not what Jesus teaches. The death of Christ was the payment for sin, ransom paid to God to satisfy his holy demands. And the Bible pictures us as sinners who had rebelled against God. Christ's death on the cross paid the penalty for the sin of humankind. He died in our place as our substitute, receiving the punishment that was due us. The cross of Christ is not to take away all trouble from this earthly life. That is why Jesus Christ says in John 16:33, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Am I talking to somebody this morning? You are suffering because you were too quick to share your secrets about something great that God had placed in your heart, and somebody misunderstood you and took advantage of you and spoiled your plans? Or are you a victim of wrong teaching and theology about Jesus, so that you are deeply disappointed that all the promises made on his behalf by others concerning you have never come to pass? Would you learn this lesson from Jesus this morning? Namely, that when you are not too sure people understand your plans, you better not espouse them, but guard them till your mission is over and the evidence has spoken for itself. Don't tell anybody what you have seen. Most merciful and ever-living Father, your word reveals to us a simple truth, that sin entered this world through human folly, in believing we could be like you, and permeated history through envy, selfishness, and greed. Yet sin, which holds us tight within its grasp, cannot resist a heart that is touched by your grace through Jesus Christ. Cannot contend with living water pouring into hearts and souls. Your word reveals to us a simple truth, that sin is defeated and we can become the people we were always meant to be. Help us, O Father, to trust the path you are taking to the cross for our sin, and help us to follow you and you alone. Amen.
Now to be mine. peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. Amen.